Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I always find it humorous when preachers on this particular feast day of the Holy Trinity try to just clear up the mystery so that you now have a full grasp of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as if somehow we could fully receive the Word that is God in His full mystery and wrap our little tiny minds all the way around it. So we believe that we worship one God and that that God exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is our articles of our faith. We have to believe this to be Catholics and, quite frankly, to be Christians. But what does it mean? Because we could talk about the mystery, well, Jesus the Son has always existed from the very beginning of creation. Jesus was present there, and yet he was born. We could talk about all of these mysteries, but the real question is, what does it mean for us? What does all of this mean in our lives? And there's two elements of the mystery that I'd like to emphasize today, just so that we could take a moment and ask, how does this affect my life, my relationship to God? We believe that God was never alone. You see, if we didn't believe in the Trinity, if we just believed in the Father, there would have been a time before God created the angels, before God created the universe, that God would have been alone, completely isolated, in solitude. Now, if that were true, how could we say that God is love? We couldn't, because God then could exist outside of love. If God had no one to love, how could God be love? But within the Trinity, there has always been love. There has always been unity. And so for us to say God is love means that when God created the angels and God created us, it wasn't because God was lonely. God already had, if you will, someone to love. The love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was already infinite and complete. Technically speaking, there was no need for the angels or for creation, for God to be perfectly love. But in that perfect love, God wanted even more to share, that love might be then the guiding force in the lives of others. So God created the angels, God created us. So one of the things that's important for us to remember when we talk about our God as a blessed Trinity is that when we talk about the love of God, when we talk about God being filled with love and compassion, we know that that's always been true, even before we existed. And what God is inviting us to do is to enter into the love, that perfect and complete love that already exists between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus says, if you're connected to Him, we can enter into the power of that love. That is how we experience the fullness of God's love and presence, is by entering in to the love that already exists at the center and being of God. So first of all, I think that's great. Because again, when we say God is love, we really mean it. We mean that God's very existence is defined by love and unity among the divine persons, and then that love calling creation, the angels, into love and unity as well. It's wonderful because it's calling us into the divine life. And that's why St. Paul says that those who are in love are in God, because God then is able to share that powerful love with us. Secondly, the other element that, as I was praying about our readings this weekend, I also want to mention the fact that if God within himself is perfectly in love and unity, he calls us to be the same as his church. We are also called to be united in love and unity. And that is exactly what Jesus taught. How will they know that you're my disciples? By the love that you have for one another. It is by our love and our unity that we will show our witness to who Christ is, to who God is, because we will be reflecting the very life of God if we together love and are in unity. This is so important because in our day and age, it's so easy to be divided. It's so easy for us to split into classes and tribes and languages and everything else. And yet, Christ says he came to make us one. And therefore, he calls us all. As many of you know, I've lived in different parts of the world. And when I have been in the midst of the church, in other places, other cultures, completely foreign places for me, I was still at home because I was united to those who shared our faith. We were one because of Christ, even though there were so many differences. And Jesus wants us to overcome all of those things. So as a church in the world, we are called to be drawn as one people. The church in our country, the church in our diocese. Well, I mean, even just our own parish. We have two sites for our parish. We have here at St. Thomas, and we have our student chapel at St. John's. And people often will think of it as just two separate churches. And of course, that's not Catholic thinking. Catholic thinking is we're one church. We may serve different populations of people. We may be serving in different ways, but we are one people. We are one church. And whether we're college students who are all gathering together in East Lansing, whether we're communities and families gathering here in East Lansing, we're all one church. We all follow one Lord. We're all connected in one baptism. And so Jesus calls all of us in our churches and even down to our families to be one. To be one in him. Because what unites more strongly than anything is to be in Christ. If we are in Christ, we can be one in ways that no other correlation or commonality can unite us. It is in Christ that we are called to be miraculously one. And how do we know what that looks like? Today we celebrate it, the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three distinct persons, one in unity. And that's what we are called to be. We are distinct persons. You don't have to like all the things that I like. We don't have to have everything in common. But if we are in Christ, if we have that in common, we should be one. Because to be in Christ is to be members of His body. And as members of His body, we are one in a way that the world can never reproduce. No matter how much we want our clubs and our associations and our teams to be one, only in Christ does that happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are called to be one in our families, in our churches, in our country, in our diocese, everywhere where the Lord Jesus is proclaimed, we are called to be one so that we can be a sign to the world. As God is one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we are one, many parts, but one body in Christ. Jesus can make that happen. Thanks be to God.